Holla, 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 holla back, youngins. You are listening to On My Way Home Podcast, episode 27. 27, damn, son. 27 episodes of Fast and Furious Talk. The only podcast where any person in the world is driving home from work just to talk to you. It's just a 10 to 12 minute, hey, how you doing? Here's what's going on with me, what's going on with you. Just to hopefully wake you up, get you through your, maybe your poop break. Maybe on your drive home, you want to listen to something for 10 minutes about some dude you don't know and just hear what the hell he's got to say. And then you become a subscriber. And then you call in. And then we chat. Or you tweet me. Hit me up. Do Work Schizo on Instagram. M Schizo on Twitter. I'm out there not really tweeting too much, just reading tweets. I think I'm tweeting's beer. Craft beer. I'm only really Instagram beer and my kids. Not together, but separate. So it is 5:38 in the p.m. in Ohio. 45 degrees. Thursday. I think it's March 28th, 29th.
Yeah, I think so.
Or is it 30th? No, I think it's 29th. So, yeah, that's what it is. What it do, what it do. How'd your day go? How'd your night go? Man, I mopped the floors last night. Wife and kids still in Chicago. Watched some TV. I need to do a little bit. Maybe I'll crack a beer tonight. Gotta get motivated. Gotta get some shit done. I hang some stuff for the family. Need some gas. Hopefully my gas light doesn't turn on. Alright, so what's trending? Looked at a couple things. Opening day baseball, not for the Detroit Tigers, but for everyone else. I saw the Chicago Cubs hit a walk-off home run. I don't know if it was the first pitch, but first batter home run. That's pretty funny. That's pretty cool. Don't know anything about who won and what the scores are, but I saw that. So that's cool. That's cool. What else did I see? There's one thing I wanted to save till the end, but I can't even remember what the other two frickin' stories were. So the one story, dude in the UK loses, I don't know, 50 pounds or so, goes through a night with weight loss, and can't figure out why he can't lose 30 pounds more on his waist. Like, he just has a gut. It's like, he's an older guy. He has a beer gut. Goes and gets goes to the doctor. They do a scan. That mug's got a 30-pound cancerous tumor on his waistline. And the picture of it looks like it's a big-ass 30-pound piece of ground beef the doctor's holding. Now that is crazy. That is wild. I guess you'd never know. And some of the posts were pretty funny. And people, like there's so many overweight people right now calling their doctor saying, can I get an MRI? I'm going to make sure I don't have a 30-pound tumor. So you know that's happening. Sorry, it's raining out, merging on the expressway. This is an adventure. It's an adventure. This is the earliest I've left all week.
You know what? I've had coffee all week.
That's crazy. I've had some tea, but no coffee, man. That's crazy. Normally, a bunch of cups. These motherfuckers better start merging. Better start merging like a mug. What are you doing, son? You better settle down. Better slow your roll down and get the F over. You fuck. Yeah, these people are stupid. When you merge, you either slow down, you speed up, or you get in the left lane. You don't just sit there like a dumbass and not do anything. Because I couldn't speed up because there's a car in front of me. But we're in. We're in. Oh, man. I feel bad. There's a car pulled over and it's raining like a mug with their engine popped. Hopefully they're okay. I always feel bad with that type of stuff. Totaled my car in the wintertime. I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Man, I never wish that on anyone. Ever since that happened, got more and more empathy when I see people on the side of the road. No matter how much of an inconvenience when you sit in traffic. Man, I'd rather sit in traffic for an hour than be someone that got into an accident, because that's a motherfucker. So anytime I see these cars with flats or on the side of the road, like, there's nothing worse than that shit happening to you. Happening to you is one thing. Then happen to you in the rain, happen to you in the snow, happen to you when you have your kids in the car, happen to you when you don't know where the hell you are. That's when shit gets bad. So, I don't know, there's a AAA opening up by me. Thinking about now that we got two kids, maybe registering for that just to be on the safe side. I don't know. I feel like stuff happens once every couple years or a couple times a year, depending on your car quality. And just having that peace of mind. I don't even know what it is, $100 a year maybe. Having that peace of mind that you can, someone's gonna come get your ass is probably better than not.
Yeah, so 30-pound tumor.
That's freaking cray cray. In the bay. Like, I don't even, that dude's life saved. And they showed the before and after picture, and he just looked like a dude that kind of skinny arms and to the chest, but just had a bigger, just like had some weight you need to lose around the waist and that mug. And then the after shit, he looks like a little anorexic man, because 30 pounds was just removed from his waist. So it wasn't, if you lose 30 pounds, you know, mostly, if some people might know, but comes from your face first. You know, the ladies, comes from your face and then your titties. The dudes, you know, it's always coming from your face. The belly is the last spot it's going to come from for your dude. And for a lady, it's your hips and the back of your arms. So that's why you'll see some guys that look good, but they still have a little bit of a belly. Because that's when you got to get real serious with the weight loss. And then the ladies, obviously, the back of the arms and the thighs, or the waist, not the waist, the freaking hips. Is that the same thing? I don't fucking know. All right, I got to get over behind this big motherfucking semi. Because it's my motherfucking beer. Yes, I hope they die, and I hope they burn in hell. Bitch. I'm Samuel L. Jackson. Sorry, went into my Dave Chappelle skit. I'll have a Samuel Jackson. Or is it a Samuel Adams? I know Sam Adams is the beer. Yeah, it's Sam Adams. Because Dave Chappelle comes out in his frickin' Sam Adams outfit. How's it taste, motherfucker? Ah, shit, that's just funny thinking about. I need to watch that.
Who's yawning?
If you're new to the podcast, I didn't warn you up front. I yawn 40 times a podcast. Normally, it's because I drink coffee all day and I stop when I'm driving home. But now it's just fucking, maybe it's the same thing. I haven't drank coffee all week, and I don't really, I don't know. People that cut shit out, like, I feel so much better, I don't have those toxins. I don't know, I don't feel better. Maybe I have a little less anxiety, since caffeine causes that, but let's go, baby girl, it's green. But I don't know. Shit, I want to buy an espresso maker. Start putting that shit in my veins.
Let's go.
I had caffeine this morning, though, with my pre-workout drink. Shout out to C4. Holla. C4, get me going in the morning, getting my juices pumping. Pucka pucka juices pumping and flowing. Dropping the knowledge. Dropping the knowledge. All right, that's all we got, peeps. I'm going to bounce out of this mug. So, keep it real. I talked yesterday about that Roseanne episode. Then I had a nice thought. Maybe I should do a Roseanne only podcast. Let me know. Hit me up. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.